all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blueberry Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach TWill24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Show, he's back. Host of Essentials AF Podcast. Catch him on Facebook and YouTube. It's my man. It's my brother, J.C. Smith. What's good, my brother?
What up, boss? What's going on, bro?
Man, not much, but first of the month, bro. We July 4th weekend. They ain't our week. We celebrate our week Juneteenth, but it's 8 weekend this week. But it's the first of the month. Hey, Bone Thugs, bro. The half the year is finally gone, man. Long as half a year in my lifetime, I can remember.
I'm telling you, man. This has been the longest year on record, man. As far as the first 6 months and then everything that's happened in 2020, man. You just wonder what else is in store for us, man. But I hope all the work is behind us now, man. But you just never know with this year.
Yeah, you know, cases are rising all over the South and in the West. And kind of what we were talking about to start off our first topic is the NBA restart, because so many guys tested positive with COVID-19. Guys are opting out of going to Orlando in the bubble setting. And Florida's cases are rising daily, and the Disney staff will be outside of the bubble coming in every day to do, like, food and hospitality. So, bro, are you confident about the NBA restart, and they'll see it through fruition from the 31st until October 12th or 13th of the NBA Finals Game 7?
Man, that's the million-dollar question, right? Like, you know, I know the NBA is confident in the plan they put in place, but, you know, this is a virus like no other that we've had in this country in a long time, man, as far as infecting, you know, millions and millions of people, man. So, you know, at this point, I just think the NBA has got to play it by ear, you know, and just has got to try to get lucky. Because, you know there's going to be some players that are going to test positive even while they're down there. So you just got to hope that it's not like a widespread thing to where, you know, a whole roster, a whole team is wiped out, you know, from testing positive for corona. So, and I can't blame players who don't want to go down there, you know, albeit for, you know, health issues, social issues, you know. I can't blame the players that want to go down there and play. And I can't blame the players that don't want to play. You know, it's just a real touch and go thing, man. But if you tell me, you know, hey, a couple of weeks into it, they got to shut it down again, you know, because of widespread positive testing, then I wouldn't be surprised at all, boss.
Well, you know, it's bad when Marv Albert ain't going down there.
Yeah,
79 years old. He ain't going down there.
I know that's right, man. It's gonna be a stunting crew to begin with, you know, players, coaches, and I guess you know, just the bare minimum as far as broadcast teams. Like I said, I can't blame anybody, man. You definitely want to put your health first. You want to put your family first above anything, man. You know, and then some of these young guys don't have, you know, wives and children, you know, and. And go down there and make their money, you know, definitely more power to them, man. But you can't knock anybody for choosing not to go down there.
No, definitely. And if you're the media, bro, I got the media email. It's $550 a day for the media. Who got that kind of money?
$550?
Yes, a day.
Wow. Could that come out of your pocket?
Your pocket or your... employer's pocket, I guess. $550 a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
It ain't that serious, bro.
Just because I want to inform listeners here. Listeners, this is what I'm going to read it off to JC here. What the word is. Okay. Media One Access, right? Here we go. Mm-hmm. This is, we're going to love this. The cost is minimum $550 a day, right? You get a credential, mm-hmm. hotel room on secure campus, daily COVID testing, 3 meals a day, transportation between hotel and game practice and venues, in-person social distance, post-game interview room, and media seating, interview moderated by a team or communication with a league. You have to self-quarantine for 7 days once you get there. You can leave to go buy groceries, maybe, with approval. If you don't go by the rules, you'll be expelled and you'll be charged your full $550 fee a day.
Wow. Yeah, man. I don't know about that one, man. You going down there?
I have a house there. I can't stay at my own house there.
Yeah.
Like, I can't stay at my own house in Orlando.
Yeah. That's crazy. I know, right?
So, yeah that's what the media's up against down there. $550 a day, bro. $550 a day.
But see, they got like a day pass option, man. You pay like $27.99 for a credential or something, man. Yeah.
Most definitely. And speaking of the NFL, they've cut down preseason games to 2 games, bro. But, you know, the NFL is a little, it's kind of in Vegas. Guys are going to be hitting each other, coughing, sneezing, spitting on each other, and tackling each other. How do you avoid the community spread in locker rooms, bro? How do you avoid it?
Okay. Sure.
You know,
yeah.
Somebody gets them spread like wildfires. Me being in locker rooms before the NFL. God, they have pretty much like little lockers, like high school lockers almost. That's pretty much what they boil down to. An open space high school locker is what they boil down to in locker room, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you be able to play? And once again, with the spread happening all over these states, how are you going to be play games in certain states when it's out of control? So right. The NFL really hasn't put out, like, real guidelines about how they're going to go about doing this, right? They kind of got the benefit of the calendar, but it's July now. Training camp is supposed to start July 28th, and we haven't heard anything about how games and practice is going to go for the NFL. So what are your thoughts on the NFL restart? Is it similar to the NBA? And I just don't see how the NFL can work either. And they think about having people sign a waiver, bro, to come to the games.
They
don't pull a 45. Sign a waiver that's pretty much going to CC football. I ain't doing that. That's crazy.
I was just about to mention that about the fact about the waivers. They're asking fans to sign now to attend NFL games. And, like, I mean, you got to be the dumbest fan in the world. I mean, why would you even want to go to a game in general, you know what I'm saying, coronavirus or not, you know, with these ticket prices and, you know, really the inconvenience of trying to go to an NFL game when you can just watch it at home in front of your big screen for free. You know, but that's another story. But as far as that goes, man, like, you go put your life, your life in jeopardy and danger just to see, you know, just to see your favorite player, see your favorite team. You know, like I said, I don't understand it, man. And but there's gonna be some fools that will sign that waiver and give over their rights to their favorite team, you know, just to go watch them play, man. You know, it's America, it's a bunch of stupid people here. But I will not be. I'm dumb in some areas. I will not be dumb in that area. So, the NFL, they can miss me with that, man. I wish I would sign a waiver to go watch that play, man. Come on now.
I'm pretty sure a person I will not mention who hustles Cowboy fans. It's hurting right now.
Oh, shot fired! I feel sorry about that also, man. Like,
I know somebody who likes the Dallas Cowboys and hustling off the damn Dallas Cowboys is probably like, oh, Sam's on a waiver to go get one of my packages.
Right. So, I know it's definitely been a knock on her business with everything going on, man. She's not making the dough like she normally would be right now.
I'm just saying, bro. I know I'm dirty for that, but I don't care. That's who I am. You know? And speaking of your boy Dak, he signed his franchise tender, so he's guaranteed supposedly $31.4 million if they play this year. And next year, maybe some bet on himself again next year. So this is my question, bro. And what does the Joneses offer him to get him a trade in his second year of the franchise tag to get him to sign a long-term deal? Because obviously Dak's playing hardball. He's playing the Kirk Cousins game with them right now. And he's signed a tender. They can't take it away from him now before July 15th. So now, what's Jerry and Steven's next move? Now, he's playing hardball with them guys. He ain't doing the Tyron Smith, Dez Bryant, Jason Witten, Tony Romo, the team-friendly deal that they love to sign people to. Sean Lee as well. So what are they going to do? The Dak's not going for their game.
Yeah, you know, I think we are looking at Kirk Cousins 2.0 here, this situation. With Dak, you know, unless there's like, you know, a last-minute long, you know, long-term deal signing before the deadline there for the 15th, I think Dak's going to play out the year, you know, on the franchise tender, and then we're going to be right in the same situation again next year. You know, and it's going to be in Dak's, you know, it's going to be to his advantage if he does do another franchise deal, because he can hit the open market, you know, after that second franchise year deal and franchise tag deal. And, you know, he can command wherever he wants after that, man. So Dak is in the driver's seat. Dak has all the leverage to me in this situation, man, because if you're the Cowboys and let's say Dak performs like he did last year, you know, putting up big-time numbers and the results and actual wins and playoff appearances, you know, in this year and the following year to come, like, everybody was trying to say, you know, they wanted to avoid paying them the 35, Now you got to think about, you got to pay him $40 million because once Mahomes' deal, once Patrick Mahomes' deal get done, we're probably within the next year, and if Dak is still on the franchise tag, man, he's going to command, he's going to want Patrick Mahomes' money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fair or not fair, he's not the same caliber quarterback, but because Mahomes is going to set the market, because Deshaun Watson, you know, is going to set the market, because Lamar Jackson is going to set the market. So you're going to be looking at paying Dak, if you're going to keep him as a Cowboy on a long-term deal, you're going to be looking at paying him about maybe $38, $40 million a year, man. It's all because the market is going to dictate that once Mahomes and those other guys, you know, raise the bar and set the new market price for quarterbacks.
And Cam Newton, speaking of that, he signed for the veterans minimum with the Patriots to compete with Jarrett Stidham and Brian Hoyer to be a starter in New England. Let's just be real about it. He'll be a starting quarterback come week one, most likely. It's Cam Newton.
Mm-hmm.
How do you see the marriage of Cam Newton and Bill Belichick? And do you think the Jaguars would be angry that they chose Gardner Minshew over Cam Newton? But would he even go there? But I guess playing for Bill Belichick appealed to him, because maybe rehabilitate himself for 1 year, right? You know, and go off and get a big deal elsewhere. Maybe that's the game plan Cam Newton's playing there with the Patriots here. Take this little money and get on the roster now. I can be a starter here easily with over Stidham and Hoyer. Show what I can do. Get back out on the market in 2021 when things get back to normal, hopefully.
Yeah, exactly. You know, if everything wasn't going on with Corona, you know, Cam would have had, you know, a handful of teams that he could have gone to. But being the fact that, you know, Cam's coming off the injury and teams couldn't really, you know, get him in for a workout to, you know, and really, you know, give him a physical and see exactly where he's at, you know, as far as, you know, a physical level there. But I think it's going to work out in Cam's favor when it's all said and done, man. To go to the Patriots on a veterans minimum deal, you know, of course he's going to be a starter over Jarrett Stidham. There was no way in hell that Belichick was going to go into the season with Jarrett Stidham as a starting quarterback. So, and also, you got to think about it, like, nobody in that division really is used to playing Cam, you know. So that's another benefit, I think, another advantage that Cam has. He's going to a new division where they don't really have much, you know, film study and you know, as far as all that goes on him, man, because, you know, he's going to be coming in and nobody's really played against him as far as, you know, like, twice a year, like he normally would play against NFC South opponents, man. So he's going to be able to take advantage of that as well. And, you know, New England still has some pieces that can, you know, complement him. And I think Cam can do well, man. I really do. I really think he's going to be able to flourish up there in New England, man. And it's just, you know, my thing is if Cam doesn't get off to a great start, we know how Boston is as far as the fans there. You know, will they turn on him? Are they gonna give him a fair shot to, you know, to really win them over and have success up there? Because, you know, I could see that also going the other way if they get off to a slow start and then, you know, the Boo Birds are coming and, you know, Cam's already a very sensitive guy, man. So it's gonna be I think one of the most compelling, other than Tom Brady, in Tampa. This Cam situation is gonna be one of the other, you know, more compelling storylines in the NFL coming up this year, if we even have an NFL this year.
Exactly. So now we have Cam signed. Now we got to go back to the man, Colin Kaepernick. Somebody in the NFL is trying to kick the can on this Kaepernick. They hoping it just dies out, hoping it goes away, because they say they're trying to talk to friends and associates of Colin Kaepernick about whether he wants to play or not. How about ask the man's agents or him himself? What you mean, ask his friends and associates? And Kaepernick's people, like, who are these people you're talking to? Like, sorry, they're trying to justify not signing him again. That's a bridge too far for them to actually bring him back to the NFL. They can't go that far.
Right.
Like, you thought they're just playing a game, hopefully that to run the clock out, hopefully, hey, you know, the story goes away again.
Yeah. And I'm not sure of the details, you know, in that lawsuit that Cam had against the NFL. I'm not sure of the details as far as the money and everything that was paid to him. You know, Cam could be in a situation, you know, I mean, I said Cam, I'm sorry, Colin. You know, he could be in a situation where,
you know, they may have paid him, you know, so much money, and it could be a clause in there that he doesn't come back to the league. You know what I'm saying? It could be a number of things, man. And I'm not even sure if Collins even wants to come back at this point. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe that first year or two, yeah. But now, man, like, I think Colin can do so much good, you know, outside of football. You know, he's already been looked at. He's already being looked at as a hero, you know, as a Muhammad Ali type figure, you know, because at first, you know, everybody was, you know, it was kind of split on Colin, you know, but now, you know, he was on the right side of history. We knew he was on the right side of history all along, but, you know, the masses now are seeing that he's on the right side of history. He was right. They were wrong. And, you know, I think he could do so much, you know, so much good outside of football where he doesn't have to play. You know, his impact has already been felt, and it's going to be felt for generations to come. You know, and he's going to be an example of a guy that sacrificed everything for the greater good, for the greater cause, man. So, you know, would I like to see him play in the NFL again? Yeah, sure. But if he doesn't play in the league again, man, like I said, I think his impact has already been made, man. And he's going to have even greater things to accomplish to do outside football in the years to come.
And a story close right there down there in Memphis. Mississippi is bordered by Memphis, South Haven, right down the road from you, and San Hernando, and all those different counties down there. Right down there, right there by the city of Memphis. The Mississippi State flag was removed after Colin Hill, Mississippi State, said, "I'm not going to be playing on this flag anymore." And then other players say, "I'm going to transfer from Ole Miss," and then all the coaches converged on Jackson in the state capital in Mississippi and got that done. And now the flag is yesterday, the governor signed the flag will come down from Mississippi. So what are your thoughts on Mississippi finally letting go the Confederate flag out of their state flag and how the power that young black athletes had in that state to say, "I ain't playing no more, I'm transferring out of the state," got them to move? See, players yeah. have power. They put that, use the power yeah. they have.
Absolutely, man. Funny how fast that happened. You know, this is something that has been debated and talked about for years and years, you know, as far as the state legislature in Mississippi. And they even voted on it about 20 years ago, you know, in regards to should they take the flag down or remodel the flag. So, you know, that's how fast change can come. You know, that's how much power that we have, you know, as far as the people, as far as the young athletes that go to these schools, they can, you know, demand change. And these schools have no other, you know, choice but to, you know, oblige to whatever the requests are, because we make up a majority, you know, a great majority of the team anyway. There is no team, you know, without us, basically. So kudos to Colin Hill. You know, I think another guy's going to go down, maybe not, you know, in the grand scheme of things, you know, as far as the national appeal, like Colin Kaepernick, but, you know, he's, you know, going to be looked at as like a Colin Kaepernick type figure in Mississippi, you know, for years to come, and regardless of whatever, you know, happens with his career going forward. But yeah, man, like I said, you know, it should have been done years ago, you know, but I guess no time like the present, you know, and just say, you know, if you're a Mississippian, man, you know, a good hearted, good person that's from Mississippi, like, you should be ashamed anyway to be the only state in the United States, man, to have, you know, a Confederate emblem at this point, you know, on your flag. So, you know, it's been a long time coming, man. But yeah, Mississippi, that should have happened ages ago.
And last story you got, bro, is this: the Atlanta Hawks have made their deal with the Georgia Election Commission to make the arena the biggest voting site in Fulton County. They'll be turning the arena into a voting site, and now others like Milwaukee, Houston, and other teams are trying to look at getting their arenas to be voting sites as well. So what are your thoughts on the NBA teams taking the initiative to help voter suppression be stopped by making the arena a polling place on election days for the primaries coming up in August and in November as well for the big election?
Man, I'm with it, man. As long as, you know, social distancing guidelines are in place and everybody's being safe, you know, I'm all for it, man. I know LeBron has started his big, voting initiative, man. So
I'm here for it, man. Kudos to the NBA. You know, it seems like the NBA is always, you know, ahead of the curve, man, ahead of the game when it comes to these type of things, man. So I'm all for it.
So, bro, before you go, man, tell the people that you got coming up on the Essentials AF podcast this week, my brother.
Oh, man, coming up on the show this week, man, you know, we're going to still talk about everything going on in the world, man, from crazy-ass Trump to Corona, you know, everything, man. And then, you know, Jada Pinkett Smith and August Alsina, they gave us an unexpected juicy tidbit of storylines that we can play with on the show, man. We're going to talk about that. Also, talk about Dr. Dre and his wife, man. You know, he got split that bag with her with his divorce coming up. So we're going to talk about that as well, man. You know, because I don't think she was with him shooting in the gym, or she may have been. I don't know. We're going to talk about that, man, coming up on the Central AF podcast show, man, this Sunday.
No doubt. Well, folks, that's my man, J.C. Smith, J.C. Sports Support. Bro, stay safe, man. I'll talk to you next week, my brother. Hope to see you soon, man. I know that the world's changing. Hope to see you soon. Hope I have a reason to come to Memphis sometime in the future, my brother. Hope I can come there sometime in the future.
Man, I hear you, boss. Man, you stay too, bro.
All right, bro. Hold it down, man.
All right, now.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're going to do 2 discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, IllStreetRex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today, True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who is that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
Maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby. And it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.